Catch up on the bits you missed from Kennedy Malloy. Miss the 2018 plate clearance on Ford Rangers, and you'll miss it for good. Visit your participating Ford dealer today. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia. Get ready to rumble. It's the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hey, Mickey, Jane.
We've got an old-fashioned corker for you today. We're going to discuss dream jobs. You found a story about a nanny, which is blowing my head off my shoulders.
Sounds like a job you would like to find out about and how you get on board that.
Indeed.
We have lots coming up as well, drunk shopping, which I know you've done, Dave.
Dave's done it.
I have.
Yeah, everyone's
done it.
There's some new stats out in America.
Love hearing about that.
Very, very interesting. Who's our guest today?
Mary Custis.
I love Mary.
We're happy to say Mary. I think Mary is becoming a friend of our show. She's introducing us to a mate of hers, to her uncle, Vasily.
Oh,
now,
okay.
I'm not sure if he should be let out on the leash. I'm a bit concerned about
Uncle
Vasily.
All right, you watch yourself. Keep yourself tidy around Uncle Vasily.
I'm going to sleep very far away from him, I'll say. Volvo has got this crazy idea about how to control your kids and their driving speeds. Let's just say it's quite patronising.
There are ethical issues attached. We're going to talk sequels. You're very excited. Am I actually understand this correctly? You were a bit of a Keanu fan?
Well, yeah. Why are you shocked if I'm a Keanu fan?
Jane.
I love Keanu.
I just
Keanu.
Thought you were better than that.
No, you didn't. Oh, you never thought I was better than that. No, I'm pretty base and shallow like
You're
the rest
of
women.
That's it. All right. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to wade through on the big program today.
Hey, I'm really excited to see you. You had the front bar last night.
Oh, yes.
Congratulations.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. It was good fun.
Great show.
Did you watch it, Dave?
I did. And you smashed it in the ratings too.
Oh, well, thank you.
You must be very happy today.
Did you laugh a lot, Dave?
We did. Liz and I sat on the couch from start to finish. Loved every moment of it.
There was no touching and stuff.
No, there was not. A cup of tea.
What was your favourite bit?
I thought you riding the horse was pretty funny.
That's the horse. Remember, we talked about the horse.
You made a bit of a thing about saying that you wanted to have a spectacular entrance. You were riding all dressed up, looking mighty fine, but the big joke was going to be, though, you were on a Shetland pony.
And they wouldn't let me.
They wouldn't let you run because you have to be a certain weight.
I'm a touch over 80 kilograms.
Yeah.
It was touch and go. It really
over 80?
Was.
Yeah.
If I'd have stripped down to my underpants like a boxer weighing in, I reckon I could have made it.
You could have. For any of you who have missed the show last night, you can also see it on 7 Mate. You can watch it on
7 Plus or 7
Plus.
Mate or something.
Yeah,
7
you
Plus.
Can, yeah, on the app.
Have a listen to this from last night from Front Bar.
I am concerned at the slightly later time slot if Mick's going to still be awake. Mick, you're going to be all right. It's going to have fun.
I spent most of the off-season organising Meghan Markle's baby shower. they just organise themselves.
Right,
you've got the Cloonies coming and you don't know what to do. But and I took Jack Watts to Oktoberfest as well. I took my off him for 5 minutes, but I don't think he did anything stupid, did he?
No, nothing.
What did you?
By the way, well done on doing all that stuff, considering, judging by that beard, you've been sleeping in the studio again.
That was a bit unfair.
You're carrying a beard, and I've been encouraging it.
So the beard...
This
was a big issue for about the last month, and 7 execs came down hard. I've gone rogue and said I'll tidy it up.
You're not in trouble? You're all right?
Well...
No, it looks good. You've got to go.
It goes with the show.
I'm sure they have some focus groups out there.
Television stations love that, don't they? Hey, I'm lucky to be here, I have to tell you.
Why? What about you?
I've been eating eggs for breakfast, and there's like salmonella possibility with eggs, I've got them from Woolworths, and it's the same date, and I probably should have left a note on the eggs at the house. No one's going to be making eggs now, are they?
It would have been good if Fraser Anning had been egged with one of those.
It could have been. Hey, everybody, check your eggs. We'll get all the details.
Check your eggs.
In a
if they're no good, chuck them at Fraser Anning. All right.
No, save them up for that. We've got a big show coming up. We're going to talk about a dream job.
Oh, hang around for this.
Yeah, big show ahead. Thanks to Ford, their 2018 plate clearance. But hurry, stocks won't last. Ford.com.au.
Two comedy greats and even better mates.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
By the way, if you want to get up on your eggs, foodstandards.gov.au has all the information on the recalled eggs.
Yes, unfortunately, contaminated farms been shut down. Hundreds of thousands of eggs across the country have been called a major Victorian egg farm closed, and that was Bridgewater Poultry, and that's not so
cool. Those chickens should take a good long out of
themselves. That's right.
Well, they've been goofing off.
That's shocking. God, well, I'm feeling a bit queasy, actually.
Are you? Oh, no.
You don't look well.
Thanks.
Take a bit.
You're kidding,
yeah. No, you look fantastic.
Well, I don't look fantastic. You don't have to go overboard now. There's something in between.
You're bringing energy to the room.
I've got an aura.
Oh, hey, calm it down, Dave.
Don't you know how to talk to women, you two? You're really ridiculous. Hey.
Yeah, I do.
I'm not sure that you do. Let's talk about dream jobs.
Sober, I don't. Drunk, so, I do. But, no, what do we do?
Okay. Well, there was a couple of articles that came out today, and I thought, oh, my God, sure. This is like a dream job for some people. For some, not.
What are you talking about?
All right. A family is searching for a nanny to look after their twin girls.
So, yep. Great.
Well, one of the job requirements is you've got to dress up like a different Disney princess every day. What?
Oh, this has got you written all over it.
I'm sorry. I'm just better check. Is that for the dad or for the twin girls? Because this is super sus. $53,000 a year. It involves picking up the girls after school 4 days a week.
Yeah.
And doing Disney-related activities. I love how they make this a Disney-related activity for women. Like baking and singing. Bake and sing, cooking dinner, and possibly putting them to bed. It comes with holidays and sick days, but they're pushing it and saying, I think this is a great opportunity for someone to get really creative and put magic into our girls' lives. Oh, my God. You can shove your hand up for that? You can shove your princess outfit up your clacker. I've been a nanny, trust me. That's hardcore.
Not required. You can't talk like that.
Well, there's no Mary fun. Poppins. It's not fun being a nanny.
You're Snow White too. You got the
Snow
hair.
White. I'd be handing out poison apples to the children I was in charge of. I've been a nanny, I've told you.
Have you been a nanny?
I have. For years
Full
I was
time.
A nanny. Yes. I looked after many, many children, and that's why
what are those children doing now?
I had children very late in life thanks to being a nanny. Well, I run into them, you see, but they're grown men. It's really awkward. Very awkward. Well. My sister, I used to have to call my sister and say, you would not believe what's going on in this house. Anyway, that's a dream job. I'm not
going
to go into anymore.
Tell me what was going on.
Oh, just, you know.
You'd have your boyfriends around, wouldn't you?
You'd wait
till the parents would leave
once
and then you'd
I
bring
did.
Your boyfriend and he'd come around.
Well, this is a terrible story.
Liquor cabinet.
I like that song. I'm a bad babysitter. Got my boyfriend in your shower.
It was Easter, and it was. I think I've told you this before. I was supposed to give all the children Easter eggs,
right?
And might have had a dinner party the night before. Boyfriend might have slept the night. Woke up with four children at the end of the bed crying. So the Easter bunny hasn't come.
And who's that man?
Oh my God! Quick. Yeah.
As you said, I've hit them in the back garden. Just go and look harder.
I did. I chucked them out the front.
Well,
anyway,
you know
that's
this. With the nanny, I got very excited because I never knew what an au pair was until Jill McLaughlin got in.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And now I've want to put my hand up.
No, except you wanted your au pair to dress in a French maid's outfit.
Well, like in the fantasy costume.
Yes, you
wanted
like,
just do a lot of dusting.
Or a nurse.
Just a lot of dusting with a feather duster.
Bending over, looking in the
over there on the bottom shelf.
Yeah, you still have to look after children, by the way.
Do you know what? I'm very disappointed that there aren't geishas getting around anymore. Because I would have thought that was a great job opportunity for a young lady.
The good old days of opportunism in
Japan. Bind your feet, and just train yourself in the arts of entertaining and looking after a man,
pleasing a man. No, you know what's really
geisha.
Creepy?
Do you know what?
That's really bad. What? You could go there now and get a geisha. You could.
But why? You don't understand their culture, Jane. You don't understand.
You are hilarious.
That is part of their culture.
I know, it's an art
Do you know there
form.
Was one
Sorry.
Australian girl? There was one Australian. Well,
yes.
I'd like
one
to see your tea
Australian.
Ceremony.
Oh, well, mine's really ceremony. Good. I've got antique cups and saucers. I can put a tea bag in a flipping cup. How hard is that?
A tea bag? That's not a...
Oh, tea ceremony. Please. Mr. Mick. here's your titty. What, how hard's that?
You're not taking this seriously. There was one, I swear this is a true story, there was one Aussie girl who went through the geisha school.
I know, I've seen her in 60 Minutes.
So that would be her tea ceremony, the tea bag.
Boing.
I saw her standing there. She looked beautiful, apart from the Crocs. And a tramp stamp. I'm not sure geishas should have a tramp stamp.
That is bizarre. Hey, have you got a dream job? Because I've got another one to tell you after this. 133353. What is your dream job?
You
might even have it already.
You can also comment on our Insta story as well on Instagram as well. Your dream job. We'll take your calls right after this.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mary Custis is going to join us in the second hour. Can't wait. Kennedy Malloy.
Fantastic.
Going to be massive. Mm. We're talking about dream jobs. There was a job for a nanny. There was a job for a nanny, but she had to dress up every day as a Disney princess.
Yeah.
And you seem to think that's a ridiculous
I seem
idea.
To think it was a big ridiculous ask because it's hard enough being a nanny.
All right. Well, we're talking about what your dream job is. You know what mine is? Oh,
yeah. What's your dream job, Mickey?
FBI female body inspector.
Is that when you were 12 or still now?
Remember kids used to have the cards?
Yes,
remember
that's
kids
funny.
Used to have the cards?
FBI. Mm. Oh, my God. That's pretty funny. Cute. Hey, Stephen reckons he's already got his dream job and I'd
what
love to hear about it. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Good, Jane. How are you?
Yeah, good. Are you at your dream job now, mate?
I am at my dream job now, yes.
Talk what us is it? Through it.
Well, I'm a skipper with a company called Imagine Cruises.
Yep.
Up. Bit north of Newcastle in a lovely area called Port Stephens.
Oh, yes, oh,
beautiful spot.
And so my morning consists of jumping on the boat and driving up to Broughton Island where we go snorkeling in the morning.
Oh. Beautiful.
And then in the afternoon we come back and we just do a little charter around the bay. We go dolphin watching and so on. And then in the winter time we're whale watching.
Oh listen.
Do you ever go, I'm just too tired to go to work today, it's all too hard?
No.
You sound really positive and up too, Stephen, and we're going to give you a prize for that too.
Our customers, you know, they'll be halfway back from the trip or something like that and they'll sort of look at me and they'll say, you do this every day, don't you? And I said, yeah, this is my job.
I love hearing that.
Yeah,
happy
got a prize
Australians.
For him.
That's
prize
terrific.
Pack for you, Stephen.
That's a beautiful
something
part of the
something bad will happen to you, Stephen. You'll drown or get bitten by a shark
that's
or something.
Not what we're saying.
Or the whale will tip the boat over or something like that.
You'll be fine.
Hello, Brian.
Got really bad feelings, Stephen.
G'day. How you going?
Good, Brian. Have you already got your dream job or you're looking for
it? I most certainly have got my dream job. It's the easiest job I've ever had.
What is
it? I drive a shuttle bus from Bendigo to the airport and back.
Yep.
Taking people going on holidays, going to work, all that sort of stuff.
Now, Brian, you are a shuttle bus driver. Can you tell us why it's your dream job? Why do you love it so
Mate,
much?
I work 5.25 hours a week.
Don't overdo
and,
it.
And if I call in the Castlemaine, I get an extra 15 minutes. And if I have to watch the bus, I get paid an extra 30 minutes. So
good
it's easy.
You, Brian.
And you've got good people skills. It sounds like you love a bit of a chat to someone.
Mate, I've got a diploma in bullshit. It works really, really well.
Well, that's what you need as well. We'll give you a prize too.
Yeah, $100 fuel card. Throw that in the
there
shuttle bus.
There you go. Don't spend it on the shuttle bus.
Is it an airport shuttle bus?
I'll try not to. It is the airport shuttle bus, but we also go to the to Station Pier with people that are going on cruises.
Oh, you get
so that's even better still.
You get around. Thanks, Brian.
Fantastic. Well done.
Let's go to Penny. Hi, Penny. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, Penny. What is your dream job?
I think I would like to be a gift wrapper, a professional gift wrapper.
Well, do you know what? That has got to be a special person.
It is an art form, isn't it?
It is.
There'll be no surprise to know, Penny, that I could think of nothing worse because coming from a big family, now Santa doesn't hand wrap presents. Santa just shoves boxes in a pillowcase because there's too much gift wrapping to do. But you don't have that job yet. What do you do now?
I'm an executive assistant.
Okay. Oh, get rid of that rubbish.
You've got to head into one of the big department stores.
What's the key to gift wrapping?
I think it's the folding and avoiding paper cuts as well.
Oh, yes.
Avoid the paper cuts.
And there's so many beautiful things you can... A beautiful present. Nothing better, Penny. That's a great idea.
Do you know, I told you the story, but I was in London with a friend of mine who bought a fur coat out the back of a van. This is for his wife for Christmas. And then went to Harrods and slipped the girls their £20 to gift wrap it.
In the Harrods
bag. Harrods.
Oh,
and so they wrapped it up and it's gone under
awesome.
The tree as Harrods and I've watched the whole thing transpire.
Unfold. Awesome.
Gift wrapping is an art form like origami and good on you. I never saw you so angry as remember that woman showing off at Christmas time who'd wrapped all her presents 2 weeks out and you were livid.
I hate humble braggers. I also hate people who do their lunches a week in advance and have them all made up and packaged and put in the fridge.
Still down there. Angie.
Hello, Angie.
Hi. What's your dream job, Angie?
I would love, love, love to be a travel reviewer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now, that seems like when you watch those shows, Getaway, Go Away, whatever they're called, yeah. or those other
postcards.
Magazines, it does seem like an excellent job, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Not just travel, but food and, you know, experiencing the accommodation everywhere you go.
So you want everything for free, do you?
Yeah, why not? And you get paid for it.
Okay, so Angie, would you be one of those writers who's incognito so that they don't know you're there? So you're at their restaurant and you're at the thing? Or are you letting them know in advance so you get the really good treatment?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. In advance, yeah.
I'll give them the good so you get the good treatment.
I think we're just rorting here, aren't we, Angie?
Well, I think that's what, you know, it's not uncommon.
All right, well done, Angie. Got time for one more. Let's do it. Mark.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. What's your dream job?
Well, I had a dream job that I knocked back.
Okay. Well, what was that?
I got a job teaching sports groups, but it was a live-in position on the Northern Beaches.
Yeah.
Right.
And I went for the interview and got to come back on the second interview, which where I was offered the job.
Right.
And the job was, on the times where I wasn't doing the sports coaching, was to have relations with this bloke's missus.
Wait.
What, with in front of him? Well, with him or?
No, it was just whenever
just to keep the wife happy.
She wanted it, yeah.
Mark, can I just, you know, you work in the sporting industry, you're sort of a good-looking rooster, a bit of a sporty-looking bloke. Is that what the, is this the hook?
Oh, I don't know. Possibly.
Mark,
how did this come about? Was she aware of this
very
arrangement?
Yeah, she was aware of it. She was definitely aware of it. She insisted on it.
And can I ask?
Yeah, go on.
How would you rate her?
No, not rating. We want to say, did it actually happen? Did you have to?
Yeah.
You did have relations with her?
Yeah. Oh, that was on the second interview.
Mark.
Good old granny flat out the back.
The granny flat? Cool.
Yeah. No prize for you.
Also, Mark, you got your prize when you moved in the granny flat.
Got a message on Twitter at Kennedy Malloy. Mick has the dream job, works in radio and owns a brewery.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
There you go. You couldn't be
pinch
happier,
me.
Could you?
Pinch me. All right, well done, everybody. This is Kennedy Malloy. This is a massive story, Jane. You do this.
Well, I
know you do.
I kept thinking whether I was drunk or not, but I suppose I always happen to have a glass of wine in my hand when I do this.
Drunk shopping. What's the stats? Americans spend...
this is insane. Ready?
$40 billion. On drunk shopping last
billion
year.
Billion dollars.
$40 billion on drunk shopping last year.
A lot this of it goes to food, shoes. I mean, how many shoes can you have? I don't buy a lot of shoes, I must say. And don't say handbags because I don't buy them online.
What's that? You've got three on the table here.
Got two.
Just take a photo.
Why have you got so many handbags?
What's that one there?
That's a
Yves Saint Laurent.
Oh, wow. Jane.
That's a good $5,000 there.
Jeez.
That is. I know your Chanel one's 10.
It's not 10.
It is 10.
It's not. Ridiculous.
$10,000
is a lot.
Hey, you just take it easy, Mr. Holiday Booking. Ooh, out of Hawaii.
So you buy handbags when you're drunk? You've done that?
No, I've bought things like the last thing I bought was glow-in-the-dark toilet freshener. So it's like, you know how you put a toilet freshener around the rim of your toilet? These ones are lights so that kids can see in the dark when they're going to the toilet.
What are you talking about?
Really? Yeah, I'll bring them in. I've got them at home because, funnily enough, hasn't amused everybody in the house that these contraptions. What the hell's this?
Good Lord.
Get rid of it.
Dave, we know you famously booked the family a holiday.
And we had the best holiday we've ever had as a family to Hawaii.
Well, there you go.
A little tipsy at the time. Thought it was a special come through on the email. I think it was Jetstar. Should we do it? Yeah, let's do it. Booked it and didn't look back. Loved it.
Give us a call, by the way, 1-3-3-5-3 if you've done any
trading. So I've got a room at home that's full of stuff I've bought at auctions. So you go to a charity night or the footy club function and you have a couple and you wake up in the morning and there's a moose head at the end of your bed. or there's a stand from the there's the
Haven't
seat.
Have you got a weird seat or something?
I've got a seat from the Jack Titus stand at the old Punt Road Oval.
Really?
Heaven knows how I got it. I'm presuming I won it. I could have just stolen it.
And there's a lot of, I know a lot of girlfriends who partners do the same thing. They come home, but they're sheepish. And they've got a huge framed photo of some old
memorabilia. It's a memorabilia. It's an old jumper.
They're all saying, that's for the office.
It's only one of 20.
Yeah, one of 20 in the
memorabilia,
scene.
Sporting memorabilia. Here's a huge one. Mm. Well, those large bottles of alcohol. You know the ones that are...
Oh, the like, supersized.
The supersized. Yeah, I've won a few of those.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Good. They're not too bad.
133353.
Yeah.
Get on the line and tell us what you've done.
Yep.
I'm expecting a call from.
Well, I think that's what they do. Don't worry. When everybody's looking at Instagram at that time of night, I found the ads much heavier at night.
Right.
Yes. Or maybe it's just I'm noticing them more and clicking on them more.
All right.
Yeah. What, 133353. Your drunk purchases next.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
We're asking the question about your drunk purchases, which, by the way, you can let us know on Twitter or Instagram, at Kennedy Molloy. Like to know what you think. 133353, give us a call.
Three sets of golf clubs at home that are...
Three sets?
To be used.
I once bought Robert Allenby's golf clubs at an auction.
Oh, good Lord. I'd have seen some action. They'd have been thrown at a caddy.
They were a little scarred, a little dented at the time.
Snapped.
They all were. Right. We've had plenty of calls. It seems
he
like
does a lot of
good
work for charity, though, Robert.
Hey, that's where, and it was his own charity that I bought them at, so that's why I did it. Hey, let's talk to Clayton because you've done.
You went to Robert Allenby's charity night and bought his golf clubs.
I did.
What is?
Oh, was that? Had a few.
Very surprising.
Let's just put it that way.
All right.
Hello, Clayton.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good. It had a few. It's late at night. What'd you buy?
It was one night sitting at home, was cruising on Amazon and lined up all the back catalogue of the Foo Fighters on vinyl.
Oh, good on you.
Wow.
Yeah. $680 later, I bought the back catalogue, but then realised I don't actually have a turntable to play.
Well, that's your next drug purchase, isn't it?
That was 18 months ago and I still don't have one.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Yes. Well,
you know they're there for a rainy day.
That's it.
Good sense of humour about it.
Rich, we'll see. If anyone's got a turntable, can you please contact us here and we'll put you in touch.
Well, you can get them to put Aldi these days. Oh, here I go. I'm going to get stuck. You're going to stuck into me for going to Aldi.
Yeah. All right.
Hello, Gabby.
Hello, guys.
So what's going on, Gabby? What did you purchase?
It was actually my mum.
Yeah, what'd she do?
She got pretty drunk with one of her friends, and next thing you know, she's run out of the house. She's like, guess what, Gabby? I've bought 3 weeks in Nepal. She booked a three-week holiday to Nepal.
Oh. Wow. Now, I'm thinking
has she just watched Eat, Pray, Love or something?
I don't know if there's many pool bars in Nepal.
Yeah, I think it wasn't the most enjoyable holiday for her. She was in Kathmandu, like literally the room she was on, it was on such a tilt that everything would end up on the floor by the next morning.
Or was she just drunk again?
Yeah.
That's a perfect drunk purchase. Thanks, Gabby,
you know
for
what
that.
I think of when I think of Nepal?
Mm-hmm.
A yak.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you get, yaks. Not pool bars, yaks.
Sherpa.
Sure.
The Sherpa.
A little cliched, but sure. Let's go with that, both of you.
Hang on. Well, what are you finding in Nepal? What are you?
The environment, nuns, mountains.
Nuns. You say nuns?
Yeah.
There's no nuns, they're monks.
No, there's nuns in Nepal.
There's not a single nun in Nepal.
Oh, you know that for a fact, do you?
Well.
Okay.
Why are we arguing? Aaron.
Mickey.
Yes, what'd you do, mate? You had a couple?
Had a couple beers in Canada. I was working there. I was a bit of a ski bum, cash-strapped ski bum, and went to the pub, had a few, and there was a breast cancer fundraiser going on. And
speaking of the phone, mate, we're losing you a bit.
Oops, sorry. You there?
That's better.
Yeah. And then, so I had a few. There was a silent auction for a snowboard there, and so I put my name down for a bit of a laugh, put $1,000 down in this silent auction. It's a big snowboard with two giant knockers, sets of knockers on them. So,
so a set of boobs on a snowboard, and I'm guessing you won it.
Well, yeah, it's silent auction, got a call an hour later, was calling me and they had to front up with the cash, $1,000.
That's a great purchase. That's a classic drunk purchase.
That is a great, and I'm
a
sure you
use
it up the
mountain. Snowboard with some spray-painted knockers on it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, ticks every bargain. Ticks
great
every box.
Story, and for a good cause. Hello, James.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good. What you do?
I was going to the States with the family and we were looking at Universal tickets and I got really heavily into the red wines and bought the old VIP tour, and the next morning I found out through my wife that I spent $2,500
Oh, man.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
That's just at Universal Studios alone for that VIP tour.
Yeah, just alone.
Have you gone?
Yeah, you're done. It was awesome.
Did you get your money's worth?
Yeah, nah. It was a great fee. Bloody awesome fee.
All right, James.
That is a
huge
feed.
I like it, though.
Feed.
That's a big one. Mm. 2.5 grand. Yeah. Boy.
Shall we keep going through?
Yeah, why not?
Hey, Nikki's got one. How you going, Nikki?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. What did you do one time after you'd had a few?
Oh, I went to a fundraising lunch, had a few, and tried to start off a bid and ended up winning a boxing session with Spud Carroll, the NRL player.
How'd you go?
I didn't go.
You didn't go?
No, I wimped out.
Have you still got it? You've still got it.
I've still got it. I could probably still go.
Of course you can go.
Of course you could.
We'll give Spud Carroll a call. We'll make sure it happens.
Do you want it?
No, it's for you, Nikki. It's your special treat.
Come on, Nikki.
Yes. Cost me $500.
Well, you've got to get your money's worth.
Give it to someone you know.
At least he could cook you something.
Yeah.
Let's try one more. Kim. What'd you buy?
It wasn't me. It was a good friend of mine. Went out for a few drinks after a bit of an argument with her husband. Came home and bought a caravan for $36,000 on eBay.
Oh, my God.
She was going to take off in the caravan.
$36,000?
That's a good fight.
But, yeah, it was. And then, of course, woke up the next morning with a few vague memories of it, got on and reneged on it, and then earned herself a lifetime ban on eBay.
Can you get one of those, can you?
Apparently, although she did put on a bit of a sob story a few weeks later, and they just suspended her, and she did manage to get herself back on there.
Right. Give her a prize, Dave.
Yes, prize pack coming for you, Kim.
Well done, all.
Nice work.
Yeah, well okay, thanks,
good
Kim.
On you,
there
everyone.
You go. I think we've got a winner there, yeah, caravan.
Amazing.
A
drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
As heard on the Riverina MIA's 963 Triple A.
Who's on up there?
That's all. You got Mandy. Mandy Page for breakfast.
I don't mind Mandy.
Yeah.
Well, who's she on with?
I think she's just doing the solo breakfast in Griffith and the Riverina MIA. So good on you, Mandy.
Is she high maintenance? Or is she difficult?
I don't know Mandy personally.
She doesn't like working it as a team?
No, I'm pretty sure.
It's not Mandy's problem.
You know what it is? She's so good she doesn't need anyone else to help her out.
I've heard she owns that joint.
She does.
She is the king.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up in the next hour, now you want to talk sequels.
Well, I do because there's been news today about a sequel for Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Wow.
With the scrumptious
Keanu Reeves. Thought you were better than that.
Oh, don't be disappointed in my taste in men. That's pathetic.
What's your favourite Keanu Reeves movie? Ha ha, there isn't one.
Matrix.
It's a trick question.
It's not The Matrix.
There's
a really sad one. Oh, no, I don't like sad movies like those rom-coms. Anyway, I'm happy with Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Why'd I have to name you? It's not a competition.
Because I'm saying to you, I don't believe he's made a good film.
I don't care. Who cares?
Well,
not me.
That reflects poorly on you.
Do you want all your hot women to have made excellent choices in their jobs? I don't think you care.
Well, considering most of them are exotic dancers, I'd say no. Hey, don't be like that. Don't turn it on me. Who else do you admire as a matinee idol? I know you've gone off George Clooney because you don't like a male.
Mm. Yeah, no, I've gone off George.
But who would you be?
Matt Damon, I think, is nice.
Oh, that's so vanilla.
It doesn't matter. Everyone I'm going to say this, you are just going to groan at.
No, I'm not. Matt Damon. No, I'm not playing this game.
It's stupid.
What is it about Matt Damon? Is it sensible haircut or something?
How rude are you? No, I've got a beard. I'm just so cool. I'm going to go Matt Damon's haircut. He's an actor, man.
Do you think he's sensible?
He's got that hair for a special reason.
You'd like him.
You'd
drive like a very sensible car.
A Prius or something.
He'd drive a Prius.
Yeah.
Good one, Dave. And he'd wear one of those jackets with the leather patches on the elbows. Yeah.
That's the kind of man you think I'd go for.
And when you
That's right, Point Break. Scott's just reminded me of that. He was really cool in Point Break.
All right, you win this round.
John Wick, sorry.
John Wick, you've run out.
No, I haven't.
Did you ever go and see Dog Star?
I wanted to. I've seen Dog Star on YouTube. Does that count? How about you? I'm not even going to go into this.
Dog Star came out. You can ask Michael Gudinski about this. He'll tell you himself. So it was a disastrous.
Didn't break even?
Disastrous year. No, it was, I think on the first night, the stage got struck by lightning or something in a thunderstorm, and they eventually cancelled the tour, which was nature saying, this isn't right.
Oh, come on. No, you're just, you're very envious.
He now he's in that camp, isn't he, Dave?
Yeah.
Of good film actors who want to become
like Russell Crowe is a musician
Russell
as well.
Russell Crowe, who else? Johnny Depp.
Yes.
Johnny Depp's another one.
There is quite a few that insist on continuing to try and do both.
Do you know Johnny Depp's first film role was when was Crybaby? So he was on 21 Jump Street.
Of course, which I loved him in that.
And the director of Crybaby, of course. Crazy Wacky. Just John.
Yeah.
John. Should have done our homework.
I'm hoping our producers are listening to us. I know.
You know who I mean. He's a nutty guy.
Hello, producers. We just need something to... Otherwise, I'm going to Google it myself. Crybaby.
You do that. All right. Crybaby. But so the director of that, John Waters.
Thank you, John
Waters. He went in, he said, I want a matinee idol to play the lead role in this film. So he just went into a newsagent, went to all the teen magazines, teen girls, and goes, who's on the most covers? He looked at who was on the most covers. It was Johnny Depp. He goes, that guy is going to star in my film. Wow. And Crybaby is, to this day, one of my favourite.
It is a great film.
Musical's not my go-to genre, but that is an all-time outright classic.
So if you were to be in Johnny Depp, they would have to like walk into like police station and just see the mugshots.
Do you like my beard, Dave?
I do. I was just thinking about you're talking about actors and musicians. What about Ron Moss? From Bold and the Beautiful.
God.
He's in the band that had some success, Mick, back in the 70s.
He does though.
A band called Player.
And yeah, he was in Player. That's right.
Ron Moss.
That's right.
He was rich from Bold and the Beautiful.
He's just out here recently.
Yes.
We better give a shout out to Ron
Moss. This will be one of your date songs.
Well, I love it to be. I'll snuggle up to a V-neck jumper.
Matt Damon.
With no shirt underneath.
With Matt Damon in it.
Hair flowing in the wind. That's my era. I'm in the wrong era now.
Why Matt Damon?
Yeah. Don't be disappointed.
I am a bit.
It wouldn't matter who it was. You wouldn't like them anyway. You're very protective of
them. There was someone at Channel 10 who was it hair and makeup? Can I tell the story?
Hang on.
Sure.
Which one?
Let's hear it.
There was someone in hair and makeup. Matt Damon was on the panel or one of your shows. And he came in and there was someone in here in makeup and they thought they were going to do Matt Damon's hair and he brought in his own hairdresser and she was so disappointed. She said to him, can I just touch it?
And she touched his hair.
Oh, well.
I would want to do that. I'm sounding a bit desperate today. It's really
He could be listening. He's up in Byron.
Well, a shout out to Matt and his family.
What would you like to say to Matt if he's listening?
I would like to say, look, your Italian makeup wife may be pretty hot and cute, but can she cook as well as I can?
Well, the answer's no. Dave, we've got socials coming up. We've got to talk sequels, Bill and Ted. Bill and Ted is a good film, so I give you that. There's much more to enjoy in the second hour.
And stand by, Mary Custis is coming to you live on Kennedy Moy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
And it's going to be a monster, make no mistake. We are going to talk sequels. All excited.
Oh, I'm excited
Keanu
about
Reeves
sequels,
is making a sequel to
Forrest Gump might be.
Oh.
Well, it was going to be, but stand by because I've got information about that as well.
All right. Well, that'll be good. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. There's so much to wade through, but let's start at the top with our special guest.
The last time we caught up with Mary Custis, it was all about meeting significant men in her life. There was the story of how she met Nick Tianopoulos.
I served him as a waitress. He said, you look familiar to me, and I'm thinking, yeah, and that sounds sleazy.
And then her good friend Effie told us about meeting her husband at a school reunion.
Everything went into slow-mo.
Really?
I hear that Terence Trent D'Arby song inside my head. Shine your name across my heart. And then, you know, weirdly, after our first pash, I remembered that wet, wet, wet song.
And soon we'll meet another significant man in Mary and Effie's life, Uncle Vasily.
You know, he's a very lovable rogue.
But for now, please welcome back to the show, Mary Custis.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, guys.
It is great to have you here with us on Kennedy Malloy.
Great to be here.
We were talking before about dream jobs.
Yep.
And I know, being, you know,
as a gigging actor, yes, you would have, yes, had a few different
and
jobs.
And we know that you've done waitressing before.
Yes,
and
yes, yes.
I've done things like, my father said I was going for a dream job. It happened to be at the car races, and I was about 15 or 16. I thought, oh my God, I'm going to be either a grid
like
girl,
a grid girl, yeah,
or one of those hot chicks that hands out, you know, cigarettes or something like, yeah, that. And the day's coming sooner. And anyway, he goes, I've got your costume ready. I go out, and it's a banana suit because I was dressed as a oversized banana. It wasn't very hot or sexy.
No.
Wow.
And it, okay, came home, yeah, bruised.
It came home bruised because I was kicked by people. But
what about you, Mary? What have you done in
when
your travels?
I was studying acting at uni, I used to have the best job in the world, and I used to work at the Fun Factory in South Yarra, dressing people up in old-time costumes. So I was,
oh,
a photographer.
God, I remember,
you know, those sepia photos?
I did that so many times, Mary. I probably, I know, there met you there.
Roaring 20s. Oh. There was Western, so you could, you know, look like a sort of barmaid.
Well,
or,
it was, yeah.
Or Victorian.
It was very, you know, Little House on the Prairie. And Little House on the Prairie at the time was very big.
Yes.
And they're quite flattering. So even your larger person.
Yes, no, it was all about still, angles.
It was all about the angles. That's a ripper of a job.
Yeah, that was a great job.
I sold cladding over the phone to old people. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's just terrible.
I deliberately targeted old people.
Oh. Well, you didn't have an Irish accent when you did it too, did you? Because they're known for ripping off old people.
And at one stage, actually went out and pretended to photograph someone's house.
Yeah.
So they'd come out and ask me what I'm doing, and I'm just saying, oh, well, this house is perfect for the cover of cladding magazine.
No.
Do you know what?
If you wanted, didn't tell
if
you
if you wanted to do it, we could probably do a good deal. But look, I've...
Are you telling me that's what they said? Oh, that's disgraceful.
Hey, I was in the Melbourne Uni Review. I had to eat. That's how it goes.
Well, Mary,
we all do things we're not proud of, don't we, Mary?
You're not.
We do. We do.
And I'd like to say that you're probably doing close to a dream job now.
I am. I am. Look, I mean, you know, being able to just say what you think and get paid for it is a pretty good job.
It is.
You know, because I studied journalism at uni, and I thought, I can't be, you know, neutral. I'm never going to be neutral. I want to take a position.
What did you want to do with journalism? What would you have chosen?
The first class, they said, this is the art to journalism, who, what, when, where, how, and hopefully why, and then just expand. And I just thought, I don't know whether that's me. And you've got to be Switzerland every time. You cannot, yes, put your own opinion in. And I'm like, nah, that's not me.
Yes.
So comedy was the next best thing.
And that's great. Now, you've got comedy shows coming up as well, yes?
Yes.
Where are they? What's happening?
I'm doing a show called Love Me Tinder.
Yes.
And it's all about the complicated nature of love. And I'm doing Camden out here in the southwest of New South Wales. On Saturday, May the 11th. Two shows, because the first one sold out. So I'm doing a second show.
That's great.
6:30 and 8:30. And then at the Concourse Concert Hall in Chatswood on Friday the 17th of May, Saturday the 18th of May at the Factory in Marrickville, and the 24th and 25th
you
of May
are
at Yarraville Live.
You're a busy
Melbourne
woman. Busy mum.
Yes, I get around.
Mad. Now, who's this Uncle Vasily I hear a lot about?
Well, he's a character that's existed. I did him in my first one-woman show, you know, in the early 90s, and he's evolved, and he's been in my last couple of shows, and he's, I love him.
What's his appearance? How does he appear? What's he?
Well, some might say he looks like a bit like Nick Giannopoulos. Funnily enough, it has been said, but, you know, he's got quite the hair,
well,
a bit claret-coloured. You
a
know.
Bit claret coloured. Well,
you know when they dye it.
I know what
diet,
you're saying.
Is he lippy? Would you describe him as lippy?
He sounds confident to me.
He is confident.
And
yeah,
I can actually see him lurking not far away from you.
I'm keen
and,
to talk to him.
We might say farewell to you, Mary, and
sure.
We would like Uncle Vasily to perhaps enter the premises of Triple M.
All right, well.
Stand by, everyone.
That's going to happen.
Thank
right
you,
after
Mary.
This. By the way,
pleasure.
Lovely Tinder. You can get tickets at maryandeffie.com.
Yes.
But Uncle Vasily is going to join us right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We had the pleasure of having, of course, Mary Custis with us.
She's gone
was
now.
Great. She's gone. But she wanted to introduce us to someone who I've been wanting to meet for a while. I'm a little intimidated, I must say. If his uncle is here, and I'd like to welcome Uncle Vasily to the show. Hello, Uncle Vasily.
Yes, yes.
Well, that is
going, all right?
Mick, that's hello in Greek. Or it's greeting in Greek.
It does. It means hello and goodbye.
I speak a few Greek words,
it means hello and goodbye.
Yes, you can say it when you say hello. You can say it when you say goodbye. It's a greeting. You know?
All right. Well, a greeting to you too. Yasu.
It's good to see you.
Now,
all right. Well, it's good to see you too, Uncle Vasily. Thank you for swinging by.
Vasily, can we
I can't help but swing, if you know what I'm saying. That's my friend Zeus down there. He says, Yasu, Jane, I'd like to get to know you a little bit better.
Oh. Whee.
I'm not close and very personal.
Easy, Tiger.
Hang on. You've got to sit, maybe just sit a little further away.
Yeah, I think you're enjoying the attention, quite frankly.
Nice and close to me now.
Bit of a player, Uncle Vasily.
We would like to introduce, I know many people have come across you before, Vasily, but just tell us a little bit about you and your background. I mean, I'm presuming that you're not married at the moment or you don't have a lady in your life.
Well, it's funny you should say that. I was married, and in my day, you didn't choose your wife. Mm-hmm. You know, your parents did. It was like that show, Married at First Sight, except that the cameras.
It's very similar.
It was a marriage made in hell. God rest the soul. She's gone upstairs.
She? And
I must say there's plenty of benefits to being a widower.
Well, okay.
Let me tell you something, Mick, because I know you like the ladies.
I do.
Like me.
I have a roving
There's
eye.
There's no better place than the cemetery to pick up a grieving widow. It's Tinder for the tender. I'm telling you, whoever invented Tinder should win a Nobel Peace Prize for me. I'm telling you, it's the best invention ever.
Is that a game changer for you, Uncle Vasily? Is it?
It is, because you can't underestimate the power of sympathy. You know, women like to feel sorry for us. They like to nurture us. You know, I pull out the violin and then they pull out my violin. It's very, you know.
All right. Silly, you're very
it works
confident.
Every time.
Oh, I love it a lot. Well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to swing by the cemetery on the way home.
Isn't that usually
See,
where you get
a Faulkner, Rookwood, you name it. There works a treat.
Lots of flowers floating around. So
that's it.
That's lucky. You were naming cemeteries, of course, before.
Of course.
Do you go home? Do you go back to Greece to spend your time
I do
Australia?
6 months
do?
Here, 6 months there. I mean, getting both pensions.
Oh,
it's very important, you know. Financially, it's my profession.
What part of Greece? What part of Greece are you from, Vasily?
I'm from the Peloponnese.
Oh, the Peloponnese Islands, very beautiful.
Yes, the kidneys of Greece.
Now, and do you have a lady friend at the moment, or you're always on the lookout?
No, I've not seen anyone regularly. I've because I didn't fall in love with my wife. I tend to fall in love very easily for 3 minutes every time. And currently, I'm pursuing someone on Tinder, and I've gone on to see the best way to pick up the ladies on Tinder. And it says, no matter what, you can't point out the obvious. So if you see, say, for instance, a girl with a bikini and she's got a lovely cleavage, you don't refer to the puppies, you refer to the book she's reading that's on the tail. And you look for other things. Okay. Or perhaps if she's horse riding, you say, oh, you know, you like riding horses. Yes, and then you might say something like, well, I've got a stallion, I wouldn't mind you riding. You know, something like that. You must use humor, or they like it when you talk about food.
Oh, yes?
Okay.
Really?
You know,
okay.
If you call her my little cream puff or my little moussaka or, you know, or my little shepherd's pie or something like that, just to open up the appetite, to get the juices flowing.
Oh, I like it.
We've got to go out. Tricks of the trade.
We should go out on a night. We could
a
go out
day.
Together, me and you, Uncle Vasily.
Yes.
We'll go out. I'll be your wingman. We'll hit the
exactly.
town.
God.
We'll
Between some... us. Hey. Oh, God forbid.
God forbid.
God help.
That would be extraordinary. Hey, Vasily, I'm really excited to meet you. I'm going to say you do resemble a friend of ours, Nick Giannopoulos. Has anyone ever said that before?
If somebody said that to me and I can't believe it. And then I saw a photo of him and I was contemplating suicide. They put me on suicide watch.
Well,
no, I
understand.
You're
much more.
Guy's a big star, but, you know, so am I.
You're much more strapping.
Thanks for swinging by. It's been a pleasure to catch up with you. And we're going to do that. That's a double date. You and me on the town.
We're on.
Going berserk.
We'll go to a football match.
Hey, I know. What about Effie? You can go out with Effie, and we'll find
and me
someone.
And you, Jane.
Maybe.
Quick cause I know you chop
home.
Up the Greek salad every night.
Don't now, worry.
Accompanied by a piece of Greek meat, no bad.
And I'll get a good feta for you, too.
All right. Well done. Thanks
Thank you very
good
much,
to see you.
Good on you, Vasily.
Uncle Vasily.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And by the way, Merry Christmas with Effie. You can buy those tickets at maryandeffie.com.
A drive home that's always surprising. This
is Kennedy Malloy.
Love to hear what you say on all the socials as well, so you can get in touch with us anytime on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We read your messages. Kennedy Malloy.
What? How do you get on Instagram? What do you do there?
Oh, why Nick. Do you ask that?
You're on Instagram. You should know
you're
this.
On
how, how many followers are I'm an influencer.
But don't make out like it's a new thing. It's been going for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you say, people, if
and
you're
why
on
is it
Instagram.
So popular?
Oh, the photos and the...
Why is it popular? Because people are narcissistic, that's why.
We love a selfie.
Oh, you've got a dim world view, haven't you?
Yes, I
are
have.
You a bit cynical, a bit jaded?
Yep, I am. Lighten my life.
You're like a ceramic vase.
Well, make me happier. Do something for me.
Hey,
I'm like a ceramic vase. Instagram is about showing off.
Oh, I get it.
And making other people feel bad about their lives. Don't you think?
Yeah, a little bit of that. There's a bit of FOMO, isn't there?
Sometimes there is. I'm not like that.
Can you? How many followers do you have?
I think I've got about 37,000.
Oh, man, that's huge.
Oh, wow, you've got how many? Have you got 500,000? How many have you got?
Oh, look, not quite. It's north of 50.
Is it?
That's all you, need, all you need.
You should have triple that.
You
come
should,
on.
Really?
Honestly, you're a big time star
in
this country.
Where's your Instagram,
Graham? All right.
You've got to have.
Stand by. I'm about to post a dick pic.
All right, well, that's...
That's not what we mean when we're trying to encourage you to get bigger numbers. Bigger, not smaller.
Okay. All right. Well, at Kennedy Malloy's, we can find us, and we'll put the links for you both
and
your Instagram pages.
Sent.
Oh, it's tiny.
Delete.
Oh, get off, Dave. Hold it in the right line.
Edit.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane's got 32,000. Mick's got 53,000.
Oh, well,
followers.
I can do better than that. I shouldn't be 19,000 below you.
And I've got rid of a few I don't like. Yeah. So I can't.
Oh, rubbish. You wouldn't even know how to delete them.
You've done a
cull. That's hilarious.
I do a cull every so often.
You can't.
I think I find you've been blocked, Dave.
Oh, that's why I can't get messages to you. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you know you've got something important you want to talk about.
Well, I'm interested in this.
I saw you angry today. Mm. Well, what are you angry about?
Well, Volvo. Which has been, I think if you'd say, the most cliched car to be safe.
Safety car.
Well,
and I'm not saying cliched, it is. It was originally the one that just had all the airbags
thing.
And the thing. It's
their,
a safe car. I had one.
As their sales point is, we are the safest car.
I used to have a Volvo when I had five car seats at one stage.
Okay. So you would have had a mustard yellow Volvo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course, it was black.
Like carpet on the...
No, it was black. Now, the company announced today...
A little blanky.
Listen, I wasn't in it for long because it was like not a hot-looking look to have a one chick with five baby car seats in it.
Five baby car seats?
Yeah. I know. The company today has announced, beginning with the model year 2021, all new cars will come with a care key. So when you get a new car, you get two sets of keys, right?
Mm.
And the care key, though, is one that you can hand to your teenager when they start driving. And do you know what the difference is?
What?
When they use it, they can only go up to a certain speed.
No kidding.
That you set it to.
Owners will be able to set a speed limit attached to the key, and anyone using it will be capped at that speed.
Yeah.
And I just go, what? How patronising.
Wow.
What? How are we treating family and friends that we're now limiting? I mean,
that's control freak. That
it's control freak.
Control freak. But also, you're not teaching them not to be a dickhead.
Well,
it's like saying.
You just say, dude, don't go over the limit or you'll get fined or you'll kill someone.
Or you'll kill yourself.
Correct.
And then, bad luck. I'm not pushing you around in a wheelchair all off. Ha ha.
There you go. Also, you can only go about 40 kilometres an hour anyway in half the cities in Australia at the time. I was looking at P-plate the laws are. I think in New South Wales, you can't go over 90. ACT is different rules. In Melbourne or Victoria, I think it's 80 you can't go above if you're on P-plates.
Right.
There's different laws that you have anyway. Come on, can we start treating drivers with a bit of respect?
Mental note, don't use the new Volvo as a getaway vehicle.
Yes, that's right.
But imagine if you were in trouble. Imagine if you had to get your pregnant wife to the hospital or you were being chased by someone who was trying to kill you. And all of a sudden, hello, I'll just toddle along here at 80 kilometres an hour.
There's a pensioner walking past
Volvo.
Me.
Thank you very much.
Oh, how cool.
Why don't you just pop on the cardigan and grow old, get your Volvo, go 80Ks and just give up.
You know what? It's only a few bad eggs that speed anyway. Stop being treating everybody like an idiot. Although, Steve, you're on the line. What, can you just tell us what your information is about these sets of keys?
I actually think they're a good idea. Number one, you're not going to really get a teenager want to drive a Volvo, are you?
Correct. Well,
I would have thought that's the safest feature of the Volvo.
It is.
It's a nerdy car.
Yeah, what's the other point?
We've got those sort of things in our jet skis, in Sea-Doos. They're 255 horsepower and go 120 k's an hour across the water. You give them the kids the learner key and it limits them to 60 k's an hour, because the last thing I want to do is have a 16, 17-year-old kid doing 120 clicks along the Murray.
Okay, well, that makes sense to me. because that's a jet ski. It's also adventurous. You're out on the water. It's recreational. Yeah. And I think this is probably not a bad idea.
18 years old.
Yep.
They have to learn the responsibility attached to driving a car.
Got to get 120 hours up anyway before they hit the road.
Here you go, you little special kid.
Oh, you can go to 60 k's an hour, mate.
There you go. That's not teaching them to take responsibility.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Steve, I think I make it a good point. Do you?
But I do agree. I mean, you know, anything on the water.
Jet skis, well, you know.
That's another story.
If you're on a jet ski, you've probably got an IQ of about 70 anyway.
Lots of fun.
I'm not even going there.
You've got friends who've got jet skis.
I do have friends that have got jet skis. I was going to give you another car story too.
Don't do it.
No?
Going to come back. Talk sequels next.
Okay.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
What's going on?
Well, we're talking about movie sequels.
And sure.
You know, we made the
it's
Castle.
It's a dicey business, isn't it?
It is.
You go.
I can't begin to tell you how many people say, what about the Castle 2? I mean, the ridiculous suggestions we've had of what happens to the Kerrigan family.
What would you do?
Family.
Did you ever think about it?
No, we didn't for a second. But we had plenty of people saying, I know. How about the Kerrigans win Tats Lotto and it changes their life and everything goes terrible and they all start infighting and they lose everything again. And I've been going, no.
I'm going to pinch that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who said that a bit later on. No, we're not doing the Castle 2.
I was going to do Crackerjack 2. I had to think about
it.
The only way, because you can't, because I've done all the bowling club jokes there's possible to
really?
Do.
Yeah.
But the only one I thought of was like, you know, The Hangover?
Yes.
So you start it like they've been on an interseason trip, like up to Wodonga or something.
Yeah.
And they wake up in the morning and go, whoa, what happened?
All the oldies.
And they have to retrace their steps and they've gone on some kind of wild road trip.
That's a really good idea. All right. Well, I've got some news for Triple M listeners.
Dead, I'm afraid.
That doesn't matter. You get the new instalments. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Great.
A movie I loved growing up.
It's been a while between drinks, hasn't it?
There has been a while. There has been a second instalment. There's been Bill and Ted 2.
Mm.
Now there's going to be, all these years later, Bill and Ted 3.
Right.
And
here
the sequel was announced today by the main man, Keanu Reeves, and Alex Winters, but really? Sorry.
I
love Keanu Reeves. He's never looked better.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Well, if you like a big doofus,
what do you mean?
Vacant type.
Oh, that's hilarious.
If that's what you're after,
Jane. As opposed to the high IQ, intelligent, cerebral women that you show me on Instagram.
How dare you?
Oh, my God. The latest
one. That's my personal business.
Honestly, she looks like one of our babysitters.
Oh, wow.
Her name, Heidi.
How dare you? She's German.
Oh, there
you go.
Her
name's Jessica.
Well, Heidi wasn't far
She's
off.
Lovely.
Anyway.
She'd be a great nanny for my kids now, I think about it.
Speaking of nannies, have a listen.
Yeah, it's Keanu. You're a Keanu fan.
I'm a Keanu fan. He's never looked hotter. Here's what went on Instagram and Twitter today.
Hi, I'm Alex Winter.
And I'm Keanu Reeves. And together, we are
Wild Stallions.
We want to say thank you to you, the fans.
We do.
Because it looks like we might
actually,
hopefully,
make a movie this summer.
Bill and Ted 3.
Face the Music.
Yes.
Be excellent.
Be excellent.
So it's got to be set decades later after they've gone through, you know, they went in the phone box and with George Carlin.
Of course it's going to be set decades later. The guys are about 60. Pretty hard to play a teenage doofus.
They're still looking to realise their rock and roll dreams, apparently. So I'll be honest.
Much like Keanu, good luck to Dogstar. That was a good tour, wasn't it?
Yeah. But,
you know what? You're very, right. You know what? You can't stand good looking actors who are musicians.
Mate,
as well.
Me and Keanu Reeves are very similar.
Okay. Hey, do you know what was going to be a sequel and has been shelved?
Mm.
Forrest Gump.
No kidding.
It was supposed to get a sequel, but then 9/11 occurred and apparently at the time the producers and the writers thought, oh, I'm not sure about that. Actually, we've got one of the writers.
Okay, sure.
Let's just have a listen to what he said.
One of the funny things is we had him in the back of O.J.'s Bronco and that he would
look up occasionally. They didn't see him in the rearview mirror. You know, they popped down. I had him as a ballroom dancer who was really good, just as sort of a charity kind of thing. He danced with Princess Diana.
That's a couple of suggestions.
Were you a fan of Forrest Gump?
I loved Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
No, well, you didn't. No,
really?
You remind me a little of...
Why can't I be more like Keanu Reeves?
You're a little more
you
like
You won't go
Forrest
with Keanu
Gump.
Reeves, but you're going with
Jenny.
Forrest Gump.
Jenny.
She's cracked yourself up. Look at her. You know, Forrest Gump's a classic. That film at the time took like what today would be the equivalent of $1 billion at the box office. And they showed the producers on paper how he wasn't entitled to anything because it hadn't turned into profit yet.
Oh, really? Oh,
you've been to those meetings?
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, I know those. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Exactly, I know that.
Okay, best sequel you've ever seen?
Godfather 2.
Godfather. Oh, okay. It's a worst sequel you've ever seen?
Mamma Mia 2.
Oh, wow.
Yes, definitely Mamma Mia 2.
You were so disappointed. So
oh, my
you went
God.
There.
Where's Meryl? Where's Meryl? And hello, Cher.
All right. What are you watching, Dave?
I reckon a very Brady sequel was a pretty awful sequel.
You don't... Okay, you've just killed it.
Okay.
Go to a song.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong? This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy thanks to Ford and the 2018 plate clearance. It's still on, but hurry, stocks won't last. Ford.com.au.
You got that right, big fella. Yes. Has yours arrived yet?
It hasn't arrived yet.
Because I see
waiting.
You waiting in the driveway.
I'm just twiddling
holding
my thumbs.
Some keys.
Mm. I'm ready to go. I've got my dog. Yep. I've got my outfit already. I think I've got a leather jacket for this one.
Mate, you are going
and
to
work
own
boots.
This town. Oh the minute you jump in the cabin and get behind the wheel,
my
of
girlfriends
the Ford
are all
Ranger. Fighting.
They want to get in it because it looks so.
Wow.
Everybody forgets how hot this car looks, by the way. Mm. But it's also, it's the Ford Ranger XLT
4x4.
Black.
All right.
Black. It's got locking rear diff, smart keyless entry. Oh, I love that. Yeah. And
what do you mean smart keyless entry?
When you go beep, beep, and you get in and you just push a button.
Can you talk to it like
keys.
A supercar?
Like Kit?
I don't want to do that.
Like I'm David, can
it.
I pretend I'm David Hasselhoff?
You could.
Ford Ranger.
You can do it. Oh,
I bet you could.
I bet you it could because you know what it has. It's got the Ford Sync connectivity system with Apple.
I love that system.
So you can have all your great tunes playing. Have your Spotify.
Yeah, that's right.
That's an interesting play.
So you could get behind the wheel of the Ford Ranger, drive around town listening to Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah. Correct, that's true.
How good is life?
Towing of 3.5 tonnes.
Oh.
Well, I've got nothing to tow, but I'm just going to go get a 3.5 tonne weight.
Why don't you get it? Right, really?
And tow it around town.
That's ingenious. Yep. Hurry to your participating Ford dealer before this deal passes you by, everybody. Go to ford.com.au for full details. And it's only while stocks last. Hurry up. They'll be going like hotcakes.
It's set the new standard, hasn't it? It is the high watermark of the utility vehicle stroke truck. I love you, Ford Ranger. Come to Papa.
Okay. ford.com.au.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy driving you home. Just about done for
said
the
it
day.
Already.
We're done.
Wow. You're
waiter, check, please.
Your team's playing tonight.
Oh, I'm off to the football. Yep. A genuine 50-50 tomorrow.
Oh, well, you had one off
last
week.
It was 50-50 last week and you called the other 50.
You had Monday and Friday.
So how about we make it? I'm saying we'll see you tomorrow. And I'll tell you why. You've got to be,
it's
don't
like
you
slave
be
slave labour in here. Oh.
Well, it is labour.
Hey, I can't just turn it on and off like a tap.
Yes, you can.
I have to be a finely tuned piece
one
of machinery.
One night on TV. One night of great ratings on a TV show and look at you.
How's that good?
You're hoity today.
When you looked at me, did you look at me like Keanu Reeves?
No, I did not. I looked at you and I went and made a cup of tea.
Who would play me on the front bar? Keanu Reeves would play me.
No, I know who. Who's the guy? John Jarrett.
John Jarrett. Oh, wow.
Oh, sorry,
this show is over. You genuine 50-50 tomorrow and you might want to have a good
You better turn up because...
Hey, why don't you get John Jarrett in?
Charlie Pickering's on.
Oh, wow.
We've
Pickers.
Got Week in Review and Clown of the Week. Hey, you'll pop up a few times there again, I'm sure.
Oh, here we go. All right. Well done, everybody.
Have a good Thursday.
Yeah, see you tomorrow for a big Friday, Kennedy Malloy.
You're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Now, catch the 2018 plate clearance on Ford Rangers at your participating Ford dealers. Details at ford.com.au.